Good morning, everyone. It's always wonderful to be back. I thought I was just here a couple weeks ago, and I thought, why am I back so soon? And I realized because it's conference. So Reverend Jan is there getting lots of new ideas and wonderful information to share when she returns. So when I was in ministerial school, received a lot of information. And a lot of it, I didn't write down the credit on it, where I found it. Here's one of those, some beautiful words that I believe came from a little pamphlet called The Kingdom, but I'm not sure. But I know that they are words that were written in Unity many years ago. And more importantly, they are words that are true. The simple but incredible truth that Unity teaches is that the same omnipresent, omniscient, omnipotent God that created and reigns supreme over this entire universe, filling every void of space with substance and unifying everything visible with spirit, is the same personal God that implanted spirit life in you, a God who is constantly with you and is a very present help in every need. Unity affirms that this same God who dispatches the affairs of the universe with a twinkling of an eye has all the time in the world for you, and that anything and everything that concerns you concerns God. Aren't those beautiful words? So who would not want that God, right? That God that stands mightily within us, that God that lives and moves in us, that God that expresses through us, who would not want that God? But yet I think often we find ourselves looking for God out here somewhere, thinking somehow that that God can give us what we need. There's a wonderful story in 1 Samuel chapter 8. Now Samuel was a great prophet and a judge of the Hebrew people. I think a lot of us may remember the beautiful words when he was called as a little boy by God. He was in the temple sleeping, and he heard the words, and he kept thinking it was his teacher, but it wasn't, it was God. And it was then that Samuel answered, "Here I am, Lord, send me." We've all heard those beautiful words. Well, that was Samuel. And Samuel led the people, aligned the people with God for many years. And as he grew old, he gave the reins to his sons, who were not as enlightened as he was. Well, the Hebrew people decided they wanted another God. They wanted a king. So I'd like to read part of that scripture verse. They said, "Give us a king to govern us." So Samuel prayed to the Lord, and the Lord said to Samuel, "Listen to the voice of the people in all they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me as being king over them. Just as they have done to me from the day I brought them out of Egypt, serving other gods, they are doing this now. Now listen to their voice only and warn them and tell them that the ways of the king that you are choosing that will reign over you will take your sons and daughters and appoint them to his chariots, and he will be his horseman and you will run as a chariot." In other words, you'll be their servants. So how does that wonderful story apply to us? You know, in unity, we always look at these stories in Scripture, the characters, the circumstances, as our story, right? As different parts of us, as a story that can teach us right now in 2018 how to move forward on our journey. So how can this be our story? Well, first, what is that God that we're looking for? What is it that we're wanting? Well, we all want to find some meaning, some purpose for our life. We all want to be happy. Anybody here not want to be happy? I don't think I've ever had a hand raised to that question anywhere. We all want to be happy. We all want to feel fulfilled. We want abundance in all the areas of our life. We want good relationships. We all want that. But what happens in life when that isn't happening as quickly or in the way that we would like for it to happen, the way we want to for that to unfold, we start looking around out here how to make that happen for us. We go to all these gods out here. Prestige and power and money. Politicians, movie stars. We might look in a bottle or a pill or a needle in many different places for that God out there to help us find some meaning and happiness in our life. A golden calf. Well, why would we look out here when all those things change? The relationships that we have eventually will end some way or another. Our money can be depleted. Our health may fail. Lots of things can happen when we put all our energy and focus out here on what's going to make us happy and give meaning to our life. But rather, if we look at God in us, standing mightily in us, knowing that that's permanent, that that never changes. A God that never is whimsical, that one day we're in God's good grace and the next day we're not. I think that is one of the most beautiful things I heard when I came to Unity. You know, that God was not taking names. Isn't that wonderful to know? That God is not some whimsical spirit in a good mood one day and not in the other, but rather is the divine order, is the principle that runs this entire universe. Can you imagine a whimsical God, the chaos that would exist in the universe? So it's that God, that principle that never changes, that I hope we would choose to be our God. So how do we keep our focus on the true God in our life? The one that stands mightily within us, the one that expresses as us. Well, the first how-to, I believe, for everything is prayer and meditation, isn't it? That's where we get our answer. I don't know how we could see the God in us as having authority over us and being our king, queen, if we did not spend time with that presence. That all the things that we're looking for out here to make us happy really is all about just experiencing God. We might put another label on it, but that's what it is that makes us happy. Experiencing more of God in our life. Letting God, through us, express more love, more joy, more harmony, more peace. That God. So to spend time in that presence. And that's something that we talk a lot about in Unity. Our Unity movement was based on prayer and meditation. So spending time listening, walking, listening, listening. And then to remember that we can only listen when we don't have a lot of barriers. So to be sure that we are that clear vessel through which we can hear. And we know some of the things that clog us up. Unforgiveness, which is a biggie. Make sure that we've forgiven everything that we're harboring. That we're that open and clear vessel, that loving presence through which God does express, through which we can experience. And then to know that for all the ways we look out here, that this beautiful presence, this divine in us, as all of us, is at the table with us, is right here with us, is walking beside us all the time. I'd like to share a funny story that about Sid Caesar. Now, I have to remember the audience I'm speaking to when I say Sid Caesar, because I've had a lot of people go, "Who is Sid Caesar?" I thought, "God, Sid Caesar." Well, Sid Caesar had the title of King of Comedy, and I don't know if any of you ever watched his, I think it was a Saturday night or a Sunday night show that was just absolutely a riot. Well, he was asked the question in an interview one time, "What is the funniest thing that ever happened to you?" And he said, "Well, it happened at my dinner table with my daughter." Now again, he was known this time as the King of Comedy. He said, "My daughter came home from school, we're having dinner, and we asked, 'How was your day, honey?' And she said, 'Well, it was good. Everybody at school was talking about Sid Caesar, the King of Comedy.'" And, well, the mother looked down at the little girl and said, "Well, you must be so proud of your daddy." And Sid Caesar said, "My daughter looked up at me and said, 'Are you Sid Caesar?'" The king right there at the table with her and never knew it. Isn't that a great story? In the story of the beggar, who for 30 years sat on the same stool on the same corner with an old dirty baseball cap that he would extend as people would walk by asking for money. Year after year, 30 years he did this. "Can you spare a dime?" The stranger would put money in. Well, one day, as he extended his cap and asked for a dime, a man passed and he stopped and he said, "So what's on that in that stool you're sitting on?" And the beggar said, "Oh, nothing. It's just an old stool I've been sitting on for 30 years. The man said, "Have you ever looked in it?" "Well, of course not," he said. "There's nothing in it." So the man went ahead, and the beggar started thinking, "Well, it wouldn't hurt to look inside." And so he opened up the little stool that he had been sitting on for 30 years, and it was filled with money. Enough money that took him off the streets, enough money that gave him a nice life, right there with him all the time, and he never bothered to look inside for it. And I thought, for us, like the King of Comedy, sitting at our table, the presence of God always with us, all we have to do is open up that stool, all we have to do is look inside, to spend time in prayer and meditation for that beautiful presence that is there, that brings us all the joy, the happiness, the true peace that we need, the presence that doesn't love us one day and not the next, but's there for the long haul, that loves us unconditionally, the presence of God in us. So those words again that we started with. The same omnipresent, everywhere present, omniscient, all-knowing, omnipotent, all-powerful God that created and reigns supreme over this whole universe is also interested in every little aspect of us. This God. And it is this God that every Sunday when we gather in a unity church, that we repeat together this statement that is printed in your program. It's one that we probably all know by heart now, that there's only one presence, one power in the universe and at work in my life, God, the good omnipotent. So let's say those together with meaning. Together, there is only one presence and one power in the universe and in my life, God the good, omnipotent.